At the start of the airstrikes against Afghanistan, the U.S. and Britain appeared to be in complete harmony. Prime Minister Tony Blair has been the strongest supporter of President Bush among world leaders. British warplanes joined in the strikes at the start. A week later, there are reports in the British press that the Anglo-American alliance is not altogether harmonious. Defense correspondent Michael Smith of the London Daily Telegraph writes that Britain's military is being held at arm's length by the Pentagon. Michael Smith, what do you see as the measures of that distance?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to look at the amount of effort that the British are putting into the raids, and bear in mind that Prime Minister Blair has offered every single thing we have if the Americans need it. And at, so far, there haven't been any British aircraft involved in any bombing raids. But more worrying is the way in which Donald Rumsfeld responded to a question about something that Admiral Sir Michael Boyce had said the other day.
Now, Admiral Sir Michael Boyce is the chief of the defense staff in Britain. That would be the closest thing to our chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
It would indeed, yes.
And he had cast and has cast great skepticism on the idea of armed forces being able to track down Osama bin Laden in winter in Afghanistan.
Well, it really was pretty much a sober assessment more than anything else. He warned that it may take well into next year, so up until around the summer perhaps, before military operations in Afghanistan come to a close.
And Secretary Rumsfeld, when asked about that?
He said he may know more, an awful lot more than I know, and that remark was greeted by laughter from the US reporters attending the Pentagon briefing. He may be right, Mr. Rumsfeld went on, but I'm kind of old-fashioned, he said, and this is really, really put the boot in. I kind of like to have some basis for saying something like that. And it wasn't seen very well in this country, I have to say, and it wasn't the only sign that there's something lacking in the connection between the two military departments here, because the British seemed very surprised when cluster bombs were dropped and were desperately trying to get some sort of confirmation from the Pentagon.
Let's explain what cluster bombs are. A cluster bomb is dropped from an airplane and many, many small bombs, or bomblets, so they actually call them, then scatter. It is not a smart bomb. It's not a smart bomb at all.
It's not programmed to hit a target like a cruise missile. You can't be sure of what you're hitting and what you're killing with that. And Lewis Mooney, the Armed Forces Minister over here, was very terse when he was asked about this at the press conference. He said, well, they only did it once and cut it off at that point. The other thing that irritated Ministry of Defence officials over here was when US defence officials confirmed that the SAS was already on the ground in Afghanistan before the bombing began.
British Special Forces.
British Special Forces, yes, yes.
And you say that went down badly.
Yeah, well, the Ministry of Defence here never talks about British Special Forces, and it's a golden rule they stick by.
Now, even in the most storied alliances, among Montgomery and Eisenhower and de Gaulle 60 years ago, there were many rough times and many bad arguments. One wouldn't expect an alliance to be all sweetness and light.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. And to be fair, British defence officials insist that they're involved in decision making, but there isn't that much of evidence of it. And people over here were talking about one sort of campaign, and a different sort of campaign seems to have been pursued. They thought that there would be a fairly short bombing campaign in order to get rid of the air defences and military positions that were causing any problems, and that then you could go in with special forces using a proxy force in this case.
Michael Smith, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Defence correspondent Michael Smith of the Daily Telegraph newspaper spoke to us from London.